And I would have to emphasize that maybe it's small with respect to what's, you know, maybe a national average, but it's no small affair over there. I've seen a lot of rooms. I don't know how many rooms there are, but how many rooms do you have in there?
We've got 30 rooms and a cat room.
So. That's substantial.
And there is a difference between a kennel and a pet resort.
Okay.
But a large kennel will typically have 150 dog runs. So it's, you know, quite a difference. We're a small hands-on operation. You know,
sure.
I mean, we can handle the number of pets that we have at any time. And the rooms are large enough to accommodate two dog and three dog families. So
if
people are traveling and they want their pets to stay in the same room with each other, we do accommodate that.
It sounds like you're more the higher quality if you really want to have that best accommodation. But also, I think it's important to plan ahead. I think George Zimmerman was on our show earlier, and just to find a pet-friendly place to stay, it looks as if planning ahead is probably one of the more important messages that you need to hear here. In your case, if you really want to have the best accommodations for your pet, you need to get a hold of you early if it's a big vacation or it's a big holiday.
Sure, absolutely. That's if you're traveling away from Lansing and leaving your pet here. If you're going somewhere and you're looking for accommodations, there's a couple of sites that you can go on. We always recommend. We belong to the Pet Care Services Association. It used to be the American Kennel, American Boarding Kennel Association, and they have since changed their name to Pet Care Services. Their web address is petcareservices.org. You can go online with them and pull up facilities for your destination city. And I always suggest doing that, you know, whether you're going to be staying there for any length of time, if you're just going to be going in and out for one day and you want to drop off for a daycare just for exercise, you know, for socialization for the pet, or if you're going to be somewhere and you've got a full day planned and it doesn't include the dog, and then that's always a good thing to do is have a daycare set up with them. And it's best to know ahead of time where those facilities are.
Now, Tom, yeah. one of the questions that I've got for you is I've noticed that a lot of people come to you for grooming services, and I'm assuming that those people, a lot of them are the ones who use the boarding as well. I would imagine that you've put together to where while your pet is being boarded, you can get them groomed. So amazingly, when you come back into town, you actually come and find your pet smelling beautiful and looking beautiful. And frankly, you accommodate to killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah, you should see them before we groom them. You know, after the play sessions that they have.
Well, and I would imagine that's a great way for people to get over some of the obstacle where the dog does feel a little bit of discomfort going into a grooming facility. Some dogs I know don't like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great way while they're already there to get that done as well.
That's true. And people do just, let's say they're going to work in the morning, they'll come by and drop their dog off for the day and go ahead and utilize the daycare service as well. So make sure that their dog's getting outside, watered, fed, and then come home and pick up and you get Fluffy all pretty and
and all set. Another question I've got for you, and Rick and I have talked about it quite a bit, is the issue of pet food, because a lot of people are very choosy in terms of what kind of pet food they feed their animals, and all the animals eat different stuff. How do you go about accommodating that?
We carry 20 different varieties of pet food. If we do not carry the food that you feed your pet, we do ask you to bring it in because we want to keep them on the same schedule, feeding schedule time-wise and amount-wise, and the same food.
Yeah, I saw the wall of food that you've got there. That's quite a system you got set up to make that happen.
Yeah.
Tom, one of the things I know that you offer that's unique in your service is your mobile grooming station that you bring out. And for people who might have guests coming in to Lansing from out of town staying at the hotel, they might want to have their pets groomed because, boy, you have a little pet with you in a hotel room, and if it doesn't smell very good and it's coming to visit with the family, that's probably probably an issue. So how would people go about accommodating that? Is it through the concierge service at the hotels? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the concierge is most of the concierge is at the hotels that accommodate pets. They have our phone number, and they will call us up for grooming services, and we go right to the hotel, come to the hotel room, get the dog. Everything is done inside the van. It's spotless inside the van. It's like a little ambulance on there. And also just for home care, people that can't get out or time-wise can't deliver the dog and pick the dog up, it's a perfect service for them.
So Tom, Wagontails Pet Resort, is there a number of them around? Are you one of a kind? What's the history?
The only Wagontails Pet Resort. There are some businesses that have similar names and similar ideas and things. But what's really nice about our facility is we have been kind of used as a model for the past 10 years for people that are opening a boarding facility in other cities. We'll have people traveling in to Lansing just to check us out and see what we do and see how we do it. And our doors are always open for that purpose because the idea is that our pets are treated the way we want them to be treated. And that's the whole idea behind our concept.
Yeah, there's a lot of considerations that go into traveling with their pets, and it's important to think about it. So we've been talking today with Tom Mativier, the owner of Wagontails Pet Resort. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to have a conversation with a rescue group here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.